Good day. I'm Mary Agnes Carey, and this is Health on the Hill. A last-minute deal between President Obama and Congress to avoid the fiscal cliff, a series of tax hikes and spending cuts, includes several key items for Medicare and the 2010 health care law. With us now to discuss the details is Jennifer Habercorn of Political Pro. Thanks, Jennifer, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The deal between the President and Congress would stop a 26.5% pay cut for Medicare physicians that was scheduled to begin on January the 1st. How long does this doc fix, as we call it, last, and how does Congress pay for it?
This will last for 1 year, so it'll put off this the payment cut that you mentioned, 26.5%, for a year, and we're likely to come back and have the same attempts to stop another pay cut a year from now. It's paid for by a combination of cuts to the healthcare industry, mostly hitting hospitals that take Medicare patients. And there's some small bites at the Affordable Care Act in there, too. The biggest pay-fors, as they call them on Capitol Hill, are hospital payments. These are old payments under Medicare that'll bring in about $10.5 billion. And then there's another hit to hospitals, disproportionate share hospitals that take a disproportionate share of charity and in low-income patients, and that brings in another $4 billion. And then there's another combination of smaller cuts that the hospital industry, so far they say that they don't really like them, that they're being hit disproportionately, when the fiscal cliff negotiators got toward the end of the line, these were the easiest cuts to make.
Now, as you mentioned, the hospitals are very unhappy about their share of the financing, and if my numbers are correct, they're picking up about half the tab.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's their case against this?
Well, they say that under the health care reform law, which just passed almost 3 years ago, that they put in a large share of the payment for that and that they shouldn't have to continue to pay for other parts of the healthcare industry. But they're each year, it seems, they're continuing to have to put up more money in part to pay for the stock fix that comes up. So they say, you know, stop doing this piecemeal cuts to us, and if you want to do real policy, real changes to the way that they're paid, do that in one comprehensive package.
So they want a permanent fix to something called the SGR, the Sustainable Growth Rate, but that's really expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, that would cost upwards of $200 billion. And when we're talking about, you know, the deficit reduction talks that are going on right now, it's almost unfeasible that Congress will put up that kind of money to get rid of this problem. But it keeps coming up. You know, Congress needs to, this year it cost them $30 billion. Next year it'll cost a little bit more to put off these cuts. And, you know, no one is going to let these cuts go through to the doctors because they worry that Medicare patients, the seniors who, you know, vote in higher numbers than anyone else, they don't want to get them angry. So these cuts need to continue to be put off, but it just gets more and more expensive every year.
The American Medical Association and some other physician groups, while they're happy that their payments didn't get cut now, they've also expressed frustration with this process.
Right. They're just as frustrated as lawmakers that, you know, this system was set up in the late 90s, and everyone thought it was going to be a good system, but now it calls for these 20-plus percentage cuts to doctor payments that no one likes. You know, this SGR formula has no support on Capitol Hill, but no one has come up with a way to pay for it yet that would pass Congress. And the doctors say, you know, look, you guys set up this problem. It's not our problem, but you guys have to deal with it, and we're sick of paying for it.
Let's talk a little bit about the 2010 health care law. This deal also impacts the health law. Tell us how.
Yeah, the deal permanently repealed the CLASS Act. This was Senator Edward Kennedy's kind of final legislative push to ensure long-term care for people. And the health law was supposed to put this into effect. The Obama administration said about a year ago that this was not, it wouldn't be actuarially sound, so they would not implement it. And Republicans presumably pushed to get this included in the deal, kind of as a flag that they can wave to say, look, we got a piece of the healthcare law repealed. It'll have no practical effect because the administration said they wouldn't put it into effect anyway. But Republicans will say that they had a victory. It also would put a long-term care commission in place. presumably to come up with an actuarially sound alternative to the class act. But the deal would also take about $2.3 billion out of the law, the law's program to set up co-ops. It was never an extremely popular idea, but it was included in the law so that, particularly in rural areas, co-ops could be set up for health insurance.
These are kind of cooperative insurance arrangements, right?
Right, and Congress said in this deal that any money that has not been sent to a co-op so far is not going to be sent out, that money is going to go toward deficit reduction.
Let's move to another part of this deal, stopping something known as sequestration, a series of automatic across-the-board spending cuts were supposed to kick in at the first of the year. What does this mean for federal entitlement programs, and how long does this sequestration patch last?
Right. Sequestration was supposed to go into effect January 1, and it would have across-the-board cuts. Medicaid was almost completely protected, and Medicare would be limited to 2% cuts. But other parts of the health industry would be impacted if sequestration had gone into effect. National Institutes of Health, for instance, would get a big cut. Sequestration has been put off for 2 months. So presumably we're going to be having a very similar fight that we just had in the last few weeks at the end of February. And the health industry is, you know, going to be fighting the same battles. They're going to be pushing to ensure that they are not cut to pay for sequestration or to delay sequestration even further. It's unclear at this point whether lawmakers are going to push sequestration off for, you know, a year or just a couple months, or if we're going to be, you know, continuing to kick this can further down the road.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Jennifer Habercorn of Political Pro.
Thanks for having me.